Thompson. On the show today, we're chatting with Mark and Nicole from Barfoot & Thompson Orewa about the North Shore and Orewa market. Welcome to Property Matters. Welcome along to another fabulous Monday. Hope you had a great King's Birthday weekend last weekend. Great to have you tuning in, either listening live as you're driving home, or perhaps you've tuned into one of our podcasts, which you can download on Spotify, Apple, Samsung, iHeartRadio, YouTube, or pretty well anywhere that you like to get your podcasts from. Now, this week we're continuing our little trek around the country to see what the market is up to and catch up with our friends from Barfoot & Thompson. And I'm delighted to welcome Branch Manager Mark and Head of Property Management Nicole from Barfoot & Thompson Orewa. Welcome to the show, guys.
Well, thank you for having us, Stephen. It's a privilege to be here.
It's great to have you.
Hi, Stephen. Thanks. Great for having us here.
So, you know, you're based in Orewa, but we're going to talk sort of about the wider sort of North Shore and I guess north of Orewa as well. You probably cover quite an area. But before we do, let's unpack your journey that's led up to these roles, because we always like to know who we're chatting to on the show. So, Mark, I know you had a bit of a sporting background before getting into real estate. Take us back. Take us back.
Well, I think for me, it's been a bit of a journey to get into real estate. If I look back at my sporting career, played a lot of, you know, field hockey in those days, and yeah, sort of helped me get in, you know, get in sync with what I was always wanting to do, with, you know, discipline, with the training, and the you know, and the foresight as to where I wanted to go. Yeah, played a lot of hockey. Lucky enough to play for the Black Caps. Oh, sorry, the Black Sticks at that level, and yeah, very, very thankful for the journey I've had with them as well. It was never an easy ride. You know, when you first get picked, it's always an exciting time to represent your country and do what you need and do what you do. But it was cut pretty short for me. If you want to go right back and we can start unpacking. Sorry about, you know, the unpacking side of it is, I was born with a hole in my heart. I never found out till I was about 21, 22. Wow. But that's when my career started to take off. And typical, like anything else, you know, New Zealand guy, and you just want to enjoy what you can for, and do it, you know, and do it to your best ability. But it came at a time for me. I either had to have the operation to, you know, to make sure I can continue to live longer, or not. So I had to make a choice to, you know, give up my sporting career and start working.
Start a new career.
Start a new career.
Yeah. And was it straight into real estate, or did you do some other things
No,
first?
It wasn't. I mean, like, I opened up, my lovely wife and I opened up a retail shop called Just Hockey. We bought the brand in from Melbourne, so we did that for about 5 years together. And then I found out that I'd had enough of working for myself. Decided to go into a company called Ubix. I don't know if you remember Ubix in the old days. Mm. We used to do the Super 12 rugby, and we did that for a long time, and I spent 20 years in corporate. And then my journey sort of changed. I got into real estate at a time where I didn't think about it at the time, but I left corporate to go and get some time with my mum. She was passing away with breast cancer at the time, so I ended up getting 3 months with my mum. And like anything in life, you don't really have a backup plan. And I was lucky I had a phone call from a special friend who rang me up and said, "Have you ever thought of real estate?" I said, "Well, no, not really." And so I took up the offer. I did the study and don't regret it at all.
Brilliant. And so came in as sales first?
Yeah, it came in at sales. Spent 10 years selling. Enjoyed every bit of it. I think selling is something that's pretty pure in terms of what we do and how we do our business, and it's a privilege to, for me it was always about first home buyers and the excitement that selling can do, and see what, you know, you see how their journeys began, or in terms of how they've saved up for their house and everything. So that was the real buzz for me, and still is.
Brilliant. And now branch manager, how's that going? You know, it's an interesting market to have stepped in as branch manager.
Well, it is. I mean, it's hard working with Nicole. I'm only joking. Poor Nicole's just sitting there, but it's like, no, look, it's a privilege to be a branch manager. I think, to be given the opportunity and to look after a team it's a very special team. I'm very lucky. I've, you know, obviously Nicole and I work very close together, but the team that we've picked up is very experienced. They're well driven themselves, but yeah, they, you know, we have a lot of fun with them as well. But yeah, they're really good people, and it's a privilege to work with them.
I guess you're drawing then from your sales experience from the real estate point of view, but then also experience of having to manage staff and teams, and going, your sporting world comes into play here as well, of managing a good team.
Yeah, because not everyone wants to be treated the same.
No.
I mean, I do get that. I mean, it's just one of the traits that we do work with. Everybody's different, and that's probably what we respect the most is it's collaborative. It's, you know, it's, we have an encouraging environment, and it's what we want to bring out. We want to bring out the best of our people, and yeah, you know, they're a real, real cool team to work with and a lot of fun.
Brilliant. And Nicole, I'm judging by your accent, New Zealand isn't your home originally, but is now?
Absolutely not. So purebred South African, been in the country just short of 10 years now. Loving it, would never go back, just for the record. So a bit of my history is not sporting like Mark, quite the contrary. I did insolvencies and liquidations for many years before coming here. Once I came here, enjoyed being a stay-at-home mum for a wee bit, then put foot back into administration and even pharmaceutical sales for a bit. And then landed myself in Barford and Thompson just over 5 years ago and have loved it ever since.
What is it that you love about property management so much? Because, you know, it's a challenging field.
It sure is a tough job, but I do love it. I mean, all the changes, no day is the same, everything is different. And managing a team now, I just love being able to, you know, manage them, guide them and help them along the way on their career journeys as well, while still looking after the landlords and tenants as well.
So you have quite a big team there in Orewa?
Yep, we are quite a bulky team of 9 at the moment. A couple of property managers, letting agent and 2 lovely administrators. So yeah, it's just great having them. They're all fabulous.
Brilliant. So Mark, tell us a bit about first of all, Orewa, before we look at the North Shore General, but Orewa as an investment landscape. We get a lot of investors listening to this show. Why do you think it makes a good spot to live in?
Well, there are a couple of things. I mean, the migration has pretty much started. You know, Auckland's getting very, very busy, so it has that attractive lifestyle around it. If you want to be close to the beach, it's got everything that you would be looking for in terms of as an investor. But also the properties there are well, you know, like there's plenty of properties to choose from. So again, it's the lifestyle that we can offer, and it's the lifestyle that some of the, you know, your investors or developers will look at as well, because it's not just, you know, it's growing. I mean, it's fair to say that Orewa is growing quite quickly. You see a lot of developers building, especially around Centreway Road and all, you know, Aria Hills, everything around Orewa now starting to develop. So it makes sense to look at, if you want that lifestyle, or if you want that coastal lifestyle, it just makes sense to come that way. It really does.
I remember growing up as a child, and we used to pack the family car up, and I mean, we only lived in like central Auckland, Mount Albert way, and we'd pack the car up, but it was almost a day trip back then to go to Orewa. Orewa was the end holiday destination to stay in the campgrounds or the motel, and I can just remember it was just such a cool place for a holiday. And it's so weird now to think that in 40 minutes you can get from Mount Albert to Orewa. You know, it is very accessible.
Then you also look at what, you know, Penlink's going to do to Orewa and, you know, Stanmore Bay, you know, or, you know, Manly, Whangaparo. It's going to open up a lot of areas, and especially if you are going to live up that way, travelling to work all of a sudden becomes a lot easier. So it has that attraction. It really does.
Do you find, Nicole, people, you know, from a tenant point of view, people are looking? It's an area that's constantly got good people looking for an investment property to live in?
Yeah, absolutely. There's always a flood of good tenants looking for something. I think a lot of people are also just looking for that beachy coastal lifestyle and just the, you know, the convenience that Orewa offers as well. You got all the restaurants, all the cafes up and down the strip. You got, you know, it's just it's a whole different lifestyle up there.
So, Mark, tell us about the market at present, just the sales market in general in your area. How's that going?
I know for the last 3 or 4 months we've been really, really busy. But you can see what's happening in the market at the moment. It's obviously winter. You do get, you know, like things do slow down a little bit in the winter time, but it still remains quite positive, because if you are going to be selling your property and at the stage you're going to be buying in this market as well too, so it's still quite a good area to be in.
And talk to me about sort of the wider area that you cover. I mean, going sort of, you know, into your Whangaparoa, into your Millwater, into Silverdale, probably even beyond into North Shore, but also heading north a bit. Like, you've got a massive catchment area. What's the wider market looking like?
The wider market's looking really, really good. I mean, there's a lot of developers heading up that way as well. Okay. You look at Mungawai now, it's becoming a real, you know, development opportunity up there. So there's a huge, huge development opportunities going on up that way at the moment.
Do you, Nicole, do you and your team sort of cover a wider net than just Orewa for landlords?
Yeah, we go, you know, all the way down Gulf Harbour Way, up on the down on the shore, up as far as Warkworth at the moment as well, even a little bit more west. So, yeah, we go quite wide.
I mean, the motorways these days just make it nice
and
easy.
It's great, nice and easy.
Shame about Wairarapa. The hot pools.
Oh,
doesn't that sound
such a shame?
Yeah, it is.
Because that was always that extra bonus of coming to Orewa and it's going over the hills to
Wairarapa.
Would
have been great to have another one replace it up there.
Yeah, real shame. All right, so thinking about selling homes now and your experience in real estate, what tips and tricks do you have, Mark, for somebody thinking of selling their home? How do they get it ready? How do they get the maximum price? Go for it.
I think have a simple approach. You know, sometimes simple is the best way to do things. Unclutter. Really unclutter your property. Make it as simple and, you know, you've got to vision. You got to have a vision. When someone's coming to buy your house, what are they coming to look at? Well, they're coming to look at space. They're coming to look at your, if you have a view, they're coming to look at all these sorts of things. So it's really important to just unclutter and make it look like, if someone was buying my house, this is what it would look like. And it's, you know, just in keeping it simple, you know, making, you know, having a nice, tidy, presentable home, you're going to get, you'll get a good price for it. Then, you know, not having a home that's tidy. Mow the lawns, keep the lawns clean, you know, all these sorts of things that I know a lot of people have come on the podcast before and spoken about it, but it's so true.
Mm.
If you take pride in your property and buyers can see that, well, they want to buy your property. It is. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Okay, sounds easy. Preparing for open homes, similar sort of thing?
Well, yeah, you know, having the right information, when you're looking at the property, you've got to ask the right questions. You know, is there anything that hasn't been disclosed that should be disclosed? All these things that your agent will know that they will be disclosing to you. Ask the questions. How long have they lived here? You know, why are they moving? All these things come into play, but don't be afraid to ask the questions because that's what people want to know.
What about when it comes down to choosing an agent? You know, and I mean, obviously, you know, pick the reputable brand, etc. But how important is it for someone to have that right connection? Or is it a case of no, coming in and just sort of seeing you and trusting the person they've been given? Like, I mean, do they almost need to interview their agent these days? Because you're handing your biggest investment over to them.
Look, I totally agree with that. You have to have that emotional connection because you can't just treat your house like it's another property. You really have to have someone who's going to look after you and take care of that process for you. So you have to have that emotional connection, and then you know that your agent's invested in it for you. You know, and remember, the agent's working for you. It's not, you know, they're the ones that are selling your biggest asset. Ask them the questions, because if you are interviewing them, you want to make sure that you're getting the right information back. And look them in the eye when you're talking to them. How genuine are they? Because if they're going to treat your house like another number, well, then you're wasting your time.
Mm.
You want someone who's going to work for you, 100%.
How do you train that in your team?
Oh, it's called empathy. It's called, it's funny, I sent an email out to the team today. You have to connect. You really do have to connect with your vendors and your buyers. And you don't have long to make that, you know, to make that connection. You've got 15 to 20 seconds to make a connection. And if that, you know, if your vendor or the purchaser isn't liking what they're hearing, well, they're not going to choose you. It's as simple as that.
All right. So, Nicole, if we turn to that same investor instead, you know, looking to purchase now in Orewa or surrounding areas, what should they be looking for that's going to please a tenant? What's the perfect rental home in your area?
I suppose, important things they should be looking at is what is renting in the area at the moment. Is it two beddies? Is it one-bedroom apartments? Or are we looking more at the four bedrooms? So, you know, if they're looking to buy, maybe that's, you know, a good conversation to have with the property management team locally. Just, you know, what is going at the moment. Also, we always say the newer the better. It's probably less maintenance for them, less expenditure at the end of the day, and also probably a bit of a higher rent. So yeah, that's my two cents on that.
So what is going at the moment in your area?
At the moment, we're looking two bedrooms and three bedrooms are probably the highest going at the moment. If you're going outside of Arewa, let's say more Millwater, Mulldale way, you're probably looking at your four bedrooms. So it just depends where.
Okay. School zone's a big factor up your way, or is it pretty sort of across the board even?
I wouldn't say it's a big thing up there by us, really. There's a lot of options around there, a lot of really good schools, so it's not such a big thing on the shore. It's definitely a higher requisite, I'd say, but up Arewa way is not so much.
Okay, and what about tenants looking? So if you're a brand new tenant, you've arrived from overseas, you're about to rent for the first time, perhaps you're actually wanting to buy in a year's time, so you've just got a year to fill till the banks say, yes, you can have a mortgage here. What should I be looking for as a brand new tenant when I go into a viewing? I've got 5-10 minutes. What do I look for?
Yeah, it's definitely not a lot of time, but I mean, I would say definitely look at, firstly, you know, is it going to suit your needs, the property? Is it, you know, enough space for you? The rent, even though on paper it might show that it's affordable, is it actually in reality affordable for you, or are you going to be struggling? So make sure it's affordable. Make sure the space is going to suit your needs. If you perhaps decide on an older type property, make sure that you're actually going to be happy staying in an older style property. You're not going to be disappointed the first night you walk in and, oh, you know, the carpet's blue or green and, you know, I'm not really happy with this. And then, you know, just also take into consideration if you need to use public transport, is there any available nearby, accessibility, are there schools, kindies, whatever you need just in the area nearby for you.
And then when it comes to completing the online process of applying for a property, do you have advice for tenants, especially new ones that perhaps don't have, you know, they may have owned their whole house over in London and suddenly they're here with no previous landlord reference and things like that. How do they navigate that journey?
Yeah, I think talking to the leading agent or the property manager, whoever they're dealing with at that time, is very important, especially if they don't have things like lots of rental references or, you know, rental history. And also just having all their documentation handy and ready. You know, the sooner they can get back to us if we request any additional information, you know, the sooner we can perhaps process that application as well. So just it's really important having everything ready at the time of applying.
With lots of sort of law changes coming into effect, or some that already have, or some that are talked about that will happen, like the pet bonds in the future. Do you see that playing a big difference in your part of the world?
Oh, I think the pet bonds are going to change things a little bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we do try and push a little bit for pet-friendly properties. I often say I found, you know, some people with pets actually look after the property better because they're too grateful to actually have a property where they're allowed their pet. So, I mean, you're probably going to have a lot of people wanting pets that may not have wanted them in the past, but it's all manageable and we'll just navigate it as we go.
The country didn't move into regulation, which has been a bit of a surprise. Both of your thoughts and feelings on that space? We expected to be moving into a very regulated world of property management, but, you know, the plug was pulled.
Yeah, I mean, it was very highly anticipated, as you said. And while in some sense, I suppose it is a little bit disappointing on the broad spectrum, I do feel Barford and Thompson prepares these staff well, you know, that we're all fully equipped and ready to take it on, so semi-regulated, I'd call it.
Mark, any thoughts on that?
Well, I'm a bit surprised it didn't go down that way. It'll be good. It would have been good for it to be regulated. But again, you know, Nicole's right. I mean, Barford and Thompson prepared the staff really, really well. So we're very lucky in that regard.
So if somebody's wanting a career in property management or sales, I love it that they're both smiling at me right now. What advice and what sort of person, and take your time, you know, what sort of person do you think makes a good sales agent? And then I'll ask the same for property manager.
Oh, look, a sales agent, you need to have your empathy. You definitely need to have that. You need to have the skills, because you're entering, from one of the questions you asked before, Stephen, you know, you're going to be selling the biggest asset, for a lot of people. So you need to have the expertise, you need to have the knowledge, and you need to work. You know, I think a lot of people do come on board and they think it's a glamorous job, but behind the scenes, there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes. I mean, the agents in the office, they work not just one day, they're working 7 days a week to make it happen. And that's the secret to it. If you're prepared to put the work in, the rewards will be there. It's never easy, but, I've seen a lot of people come in the industry and I've seen them go because they think it's going to be an easy, I'll sell one or two houses. But to be very honest, the good ones stick at it. And you see them. I mean, Paul Nieshausen is a great example out there. I mean, I've done a lot of work with Paul in our previous lives together and it's just really good to see him doing well. But he's worked hard. Yeah. There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes. And you've got to be prepared to sacrifice your weekends because you are going to be working on the weekend. Don't become an agent and go, I don't work on the weekend. It's just not going to work. But not just the weekend. You're going to be doing the other 4 or 5 days as well. And you have to put that effort in if you want to be successful.
Do you think there's a magic time in your life that it's a good time to become an agent? Is this something, once you've dealt with the kids and they're all a bit more independent and you're not needing the salary perhaps? Or is it, no, start young and build up so that when you have the family, things are ticking for you by then? Like, is there a magic answer?
Probably not, to be fair. I mean, you do have to have savings behind you because not everything's going to, you're not going to be hitting the floor and selling everything at once. So you've got to be prepared to go through those lean times as well. So again, it just comes down to your own, how much you do have saved, or if your partner's working as well to offset that. But once you commit. Don't sit on the sideline. Commit. Become that salesman.
Nicole, is it similar for property management, or a little more structured, less independent, I guess?
Yeah. So definitely more structured. I suppose any time of your life is an okay time for property management. In terms of, what one would be looking for is you definitely need some drive, you need some time management skills, and sometimes quite a thick skin because people don't always think before they speak to you. It's an interesting job. No 2 days are the same, so it is fun.
How big a part is technology playing in your world now? Like, if staff are thinking about coming into the space, they're going to need to be able to embrace technology, aren't they?
It's massive.
How much of a part is it playing?
It's massive on the property management side, I'd say. I mean, you're doing everything from your phone calls, your emails, your inspections. Everything runs on technology. I don't think we can do it on paper anymore. Everything's paperless, so everything is technology, and it's just going to get even more so, I believe.
Yeah, pretty much the same on the selling side as well. I mean, social media is big and you have to understand how it all works and the transitioning period, going from an agent to a real big agent as well. So it's about building your profile and how you go out there and do it. So, you have to embrace technology. Makes you better.
Yeah.
It does.
How do you and your team make sure you stand out in the market?
We have a barb that works. You've got to have a barb.
Everyone has a barb. Tell us about barb. What's she up to?
Barb works on our social media page. All right, so we do a lot of self-promotion through that. So we're very lucky to have someone like Barb who's well-connected, understand how it all works and have our own measurements in place, and not just the selling side of it, it's our property property side of the business as well. So we're very, very lucky to have someone like Barb.
Social media, is that becoming important in the property management space as well as sales? We certainly see sales up there.
Yeah, it's probably not as utilised with property management. It's probably a bit faster moving, in terms of property availability. Where in the sales world, they maybe sit around a wee bit longer than on the rental side. So maybe a little bit less, but definitely used for some other bits as well.
Thinking about leadership now, so our show over the weeks have had lots of different guests talking about, how to lead a team or the different leadership styles and strategies. How would you describe your leadership, Mark, as to lead a big team like that?
I think you have to be yourself.
Nicole, come back. No.
Come back, Nicole. Fair
enough. Tell us, Mark.
No, you have to be yourself. And I do think you have to, if you're going to, actions speak louder than words, and you're always prepared to do, you got to do the things that, you know, you say you're going to do it, you do it. I mean, I like to be in early. I like to get out there and I like to blow the leaves out. I like to, you know, I blow the leaves off our footpath and everything like that. You just got to lead by example. But more importantly, you've got to learn when to be a boss. You know, there are times when you have to, you know, say, no, this is what we're doing. That's why we're doing it. And there are times that you can relax and enjoy, you know, and enjoy the team. And I think it's a big part of it as well. I mean, leadership is not easy. It isn't, because Nicole knows sometimes I'm at home and I'm constantly thinking about what we can do to improve our business, how we stack up against the opposition, what can we be doing, what can we be offering more. And as a leader, you do take them home, but I'm thankful that I can bounce things off. I've got Nicole here, I can bounce things off. I've got, you know, Chris Dobby, I've got other, leaders that I can bounce things off with as well. So I'm very lucky with that regard. But you got to be yourself and, you know, actions.
What do you think you took from your sporting world and career that you've brought into real estate in a leadership sense?
Discipline and planning, and just having the goal at the end of it. Where do you actually want to be? Well, where do you see the business going? And we talk about this a lot, you know, and I don't mind saying it in front of you, Stephen, is we've talked about going to the 600 Club. We don't just talk about it. We've sat behind and working, okay, how, if we're going to do it, how are we going to do it? So those conversations that we do have, but we plan for it. Mm. And you have to plan. You know, you have to write it down. Yeah, I mean, I love writing things down. I mean, like, and, you know, affirmations, you have to be positive. Mm. You know, our world out there at the moment can be quite negative sometimes, and you pick up the paper, there's always something negative, and always, unfortunately, they always pick on real estate and property. And, you know, it's got to, you know, I keep saying to my team, you've got to stay positive out there, because there's a lot of people out there who are negative. You've got to have a real good focus and real good mental positive attitude. And being, you know, Men's Health Week, you know, this week, you've got to look after yourselves too, you know, physical and mentally wise. You've got to look after yourselves. Sorry, everyone, you have to.
So what sort of things are you doing to look after yourself this week?
Well, I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm in my little gym downstairs, walking the dogs about 6:30 in the morning. So, you know, just having a good workout before I do hit audio and run into everybody. But it's also important, you know, you have to have that physical exercise along with the mental positive exercise as well too. You have to be mentally strong in our game. You really do.
What leaders have inspired you over the years?
A lot of friends have, inspired me. And, you know, when I went through school, I went through school with a guy called Eric Rush. You know, Eric and I, you know, and Tawad and Nika, we all went through what we call the school of hard knocks. So there was a lot of things that could have gone against us if we didn't go the other way. But, again, you've got to surround yourself with real good people and positive people and try and stay away from the negative as much as you can, because, you know, I don't work that way. I've always stay in that positive mind frame and it'll happen. It does.
Nice. And Nicole, how would you describe Mark's leadership? Okay, you're writing the report card now. We've got it out.
No, I'm just joking. Mark's great. He's really awesome. He's always there and, yeah, you know, his door's always open. Always comfortable discussing anything with him. He's awesome. He's just always there for us. You know, he's got your back. And that's one of the biggest things. I mean, even myself with my team, that's vital for me that they know I will always have their backs. Mark's got your back, so.
Nice. How do you lead your team, given the stresses that come with this job?
I suppose it's, leading them is, again, like I said, you know, they need to know I've got their backs. They need to know my door's always open, come and ask me anything. You might not know. If I don't know, I've got a couple of people from Support Centre on speed dial. Mm-hmm. We'll find the answer. Just trying to also from the sideline, keeping an eye on them, making sure that they're okay. Mental health and well-being is also very important. And, you know, just being able to recognise when, you know, maybe it's getting a bit busy and someone's having a hard time, just, you know, trying to ease the load a little bit. I say I'm like a bit of a mother hen with my little chicks that I need to look after.
Totally agree with that.
Yeah, nice. You both sort of said at different times about it is a busy job. There's lots of hours. You've got to, in sales, you've got to put your heart into it. How do you then or counter that whole work-life balance to look after yourself when you're in a career that actually needs you investing as many hours you can into it to succeed?
I guess you've got to try and find a time to switch off. And you and I mean that wholeheartedly. You do have to try and find what works for you. Switch off, switch your phone off if you need to switch it off, or put it on silent. You know, don't be on social media all the time if you don't have to be on it. You know, try and, you know, what do we always say? Enjoy the moment. If you're with your family, enjoy the time with your family, because when you get to work, it's all, you know, it's all work. And yeah, there is a bit of play, but you just got to find those moments and enjoy, you know, have a holiday, have that break, you know, all those things that come into play.
What's your role as managers then to try and make sure that that happens?
Gets tricky because they don't always listen. it is trying to just, you know, get them to have a bit of a break, try and encourage them not to be working all weekend, you know. And while we understand sometimes we're busier than others, and, you know, some weekends we do need to pull hard yards, or late nights or early mornings, or it's not needed all the time. And it's really just getting people to recognise that, hey, this time actually nothing's going to burn down if I don't do it right this minute. And it sometimes it can wait till tomorrow, you know. It also comes down to them learning how to prioritise things. You know, do I really need to do it today, or can it wait and I can actually just switch off and have a break tonight or this weekend or whatever the case may be. But again, that's just watching from the sideline and, you know, picking up, you know, some load off them if you see it's needed, so that they can have some downtime.
What's been some of your biggest learnings or career challenges that you've had to overcome? Not necessarily even in this current role, but what's those sort of moments in your life's timeline that you go, yep, they were the top three challenges I had to overcome, or top three moments that made you sit up and think?
For me, it was always about being patient. And I think the one thing that I've always had is, you're always in a rush to get there. You know what I mean? You do all your work and you apply for certain jobs and you don't probably get them. You go, well, why me? Or, you know, why didn't I get it? Or things like that. But I've worked out, and it's probably taken me the last 2.5, 3 years. It's just not everything's going to go your way. It's just how you deal with it. And you got to deal with it in a way that, okay, what did I learn from it? What did I take out of it? What can I do better? You know, and those are the things that, you know, you just got to, unfortunately, it just takes time to learn, you know, but you do learn them, and I've learned that now. You just got to be patient with whatever comes your way and try not to stress too much about it, because you can't control it.
Nicole, was there a specific career challenge that you can think of?
Oh, I think specifically relating to property management probably would be not to take everything personally.
Whatever
thick skin.
Yeah, you got to have a bit of a thick skin. I mean, yes, sometimes some things are valid and, you know, you get a growl here and there. But, you know, other times people on the other side of the phone or the email are also just expressing their frustration. They might be in a heated moment. They could perhaps have hit pause on that response to you, but they didn't. So, you know, not taking it personally, not going home and worrying about it for the next 3 days. That's... You definitely need that skill in the job. So that was probably a bit of a challenge. But, now I think I can say I've mastered that one.
Funniest moments in your real estate career? Is there the time that you think of either in rental or in sales? You're like, oh, I'll never forget the moment that.
Oh, for me, it's probably been a couple. I mean, like, sometimes I've dropped, I've dropped my coffee, hard to believe it, talking to someone, you know, like, in an open home. So I've done all these sort of things that people probably shouldn't do, or I've done it. But, again, you learn, you know, and you have fun with it, and you just go with it all, you know. But, there's been a few, but, I mean, hey, it is what it is, Stephen.
I think on the rental side of the office, it's probably... how can I say this that it's appropriate on air? You know, you get your fair share of interesting people out there, and we've had some good laughs as a team about some of these things. And also just, you know, our team itself, we can have the biggest laughs about the silliest things ever. You just got to make the job fun. So have a laugh.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, like, again, lucky to work with, I work with a very experienced sales team, Stephen. So we, you know, we learn when, you know, you got to have fun. You know, not everything's going to be, you know, not everything's serious all the time. And I think you have to have that environment for them to be like that, you know, because it is a serious job. But yeah, you got to learn to have fun with them.
If someone's thinking of contacting you to find out if there's a career in this space, what would be the sort of the prep that they need to do before starting into real estate?
Well, you need to know what you're going to get yourself into. You know, it's not going to be a five-minute job. You're in there for the long haul. And it's going to be how you portray yourself, how you come across, how you plan to grow your business. I mean, that's very important when you're coming through to sales. It's, you know, it's easy to do one or two and you never see them again, but it's building constantly how you're going to build your database, where you're going to store your database. There's a whole, you know, raft of things before you even go down that career track, and you know, and you just need to make sure that you're ready for it 100%, because there's no going back.
There's lots of different real estate brands out there, and in your area in particular, why choose you? What makes you stand out?
I think the fact that we have a brilliant network, you know, Barford and Thompson, the name itself, it's been around a long time. If I just look at Audible for the last, you know, 4 to 5 years, I think, you know, it's a brand that's been strong, but we need to be getting back, you know, getting back into our community. I think it's fair to say that we've, in the last couple of years, you know, it's just sat there and you can't take it for granted. You know, well, we've got a brilliant name. We've got, you know, again, we've got brilliant directors. You've got Peter and you've got Chris and you've got Stephen. So it's a name that we should be proud of. Mm. It's a name that we should be proud to represent. Don't be embarrassed who you represent, you know, but Barford and Thompson's an amazing name, and it's you know, it is. It speaks volumes for the people who have gone before us. You know, it's a brilliant name, and the network works really, really well.
Brilliant. What about property management? What makes you stand out? Why should we choose you versus everyone else that's in your area?
That's a clear answer. like Mark said, you know, we've got just the brand of Barford and Thompson backing us with so much experience between the team members themselves, but also, you know, from our head office and support centre as such, there's so much knowledge up there that's all at our disposal. We're not just a small little office running on our own. You know, we've got finance, we've got training, we've got legal, we've got everything behind us, and there's just no stopping us, really.
No stopping us. You heard it first, Mark.
Yeah, I heard it.
Mark, if you were writing the radio commercial for why an investor should buy in the North Shore region, in Orewa specifically, what's that 30-second soundtrack going to sound like? What are you saying about North Shore and why should people choose to live there?
If you want a coastal lifestyle, if you want to be, you know, like, I think Nicole touched on that before, you know, cafe lifestyle and still maintain that, you know, the beautiful picture of Orewa, I mean, you would come that way. And if I look at the way the motorways are going at the moment, everything's becoming a lot more accessible, and the migration itself, everything's pulling up that way, not just Orewa. You've got Warkworth, you've got Mangawai, you've got all those beautiful places now, and it's, you know, Auckland's busy. And I see it coming down today, watching Nicole take the wrong turn to get here. Sorry, I thought I'd mention that, Stephen. I couldn't help but laugh at that. But it's like, hey, you know, like, we're accessible now. Yeah, and it's fair to say, I mean, there's no excuses for not coming. And if you're an investor, or even if you're wanting to come that way, you're not an investor, if you're first home buyers coming that way, there's so much up here. We'd come and see us. You know, you're not going to regret it. It's probably the best choice you're going to make. Happened to me 5 years ago. Had an epiphany in life, as you do. And look at where we are today. It's, yeah, very thankful to be there.
Brilliant. Well, we have run out of time. Thank you so much Mark and Nicole for coming and chatting with us today. You can find out all about them and their team at barfoot.co.nz/Orewa. I'm sure they can pop in, grab a coffee. These two are hilarious. You could go for your morning entertainment, coffee and muffin and Orewa. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us today.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
And if you've got any questions you'd like us to answer in the property management or investment space, email us propertymatters@barfoot.co.nz. Drive safe. Have a fabulous week. We'll catch you again next Monday. Take care.